B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Daily number time, where we go through all the plays. You check my Parks sports book. And here we go. You ready? Start off, you want to start baseball?
Yeah. I'm down
That's
baseball.
You and I. It's our bailiwick here. Pretty ugly card tonight.
The Giants have to lose. I'm taking the Reds with Sonny Gray.
Are you?
It's only 136, and they're in Cincy.
Logan Webb.
Why is that line so low?
I don't know, dude.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm going with the Reds. The game's got to lose at some point, man. They won again yesterday.
I know.
Let's open it up in chat.
Your boy Yaz hit a home run. I think I like...
I like the Mets.
I was going to say it.
Hate it.
Yeah, that's
like
gross.
Freed's...
Taewon Walker's pitching well.
He's pitching very well. Freed's been better since his first couple starts, but...
I don't know, dude. Not much I like. I mean...
How about that?
The Yankees are like 3-1 favorites on the road. Now, Cole's pitching.
Yeah.
But... You know, too fat.
I will say this, because the Rangers strike out a ton.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, Gerrit Cole strikeouts over under is 10.5.
Yeah, take the over.
I would take the over, but also those performance doubles, if you think the Yanks win.
Yeah.
You can get 8 strikeouts and the Yankees to win at -128.
There you go.
And if you want to go plus money, 9 strikeouts and the Yankees win. How about that slop fest between two lefties, Keuchel and Happ?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's over-under's 9.5.
Take Seattle, your Mariners, against that Casey Mize. I don't know.
Huh.
Other than that, that's...
I don't know. Mize got some stuff.
I don't know. I'm not a big Casey Mize fan.
By the way, I want to say this.
I don't really like this card tonight.
Yeah.
For you.
Credit J.P. Crawford. He's now shortstop with the Mariners. A young kid got hit by a foul ball. And J.P. Crawford saw it and is going to be sending him all kinds of gear to his house.
That's nice.
So I think that's really cool of Crawford, though. I got Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Bumgarner, Bueller.
That's a fat line, too. Probably, what's that, 270?
225. Bumgarner's old nemesis of the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
You ready? We got hockey playoff action, yo. Capitals, Bruins. Caps win. Game one OT thriller.
Yes.
That's a flip your coin. That's a flip a coin, man. You can't even really...
I lean Caps with Bruins the favorite on the road.
Yeah.
And you can go bounce back matchup. Huh, but I lean Caps, man.
Yeah.
So that's plus money.
Plus the Lance are -315.
Oh, God.
Over
yeah.
St. Louis.
Well.
And then Carolina -170 against the Preds. I kind of think the Preds win that game. It's the only thing I got.
Yeah, I like the Caps. And then, I don't know, did the Lance light it up? Over-under's 5.5, but the under's the favorite.
Dude, it's 3. What'd you say? They're -3.1, 3.5?
Yeah.
Nah, you can't touch that.
Are they over-under? You're not touching?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying. They light it up.
Dude, I got no vibe on that.
Yeah, no. That's all I got.
Yeah. It's a weird card. Good games to watch. I don't really see anything of value there.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be fun with the playing game.
Yeah.
Early like.
Dude, Celtics and Wizards. I think I like the Wizards. +1.5?
Well, you need that. another Russell Westbrook wild performance and
I
go
want
off.
Boston to win because I just hate them and I think the Sixers will roll.
You'd want them to lose then.
Right.
Because winner of that matchup gets the seventh seed.
Yeah, that's right.
So you'd want them to lose and then to beat either the Pacers or the Hornets, who I think the Pacers win that game.
Yes.
The Pacers-Hornets matchup.
Yes. I agree.
Like, I like Terry Rozier and all. That's a slop team, Charlotte.
They stink. They play no defense. No.
That's a Pacers win, that one. That's the one that I, like, look at the lines. That's the one I feel best about.
How about that? But that Golden State Lakers one's weird. That's small.
Yeah.
It went down. It was 5.5. Now it's 4.5.
Yeah.
Interesting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.